Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Sodermin, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Sal Cold Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the Mother's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024, and you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Glad to have you out there, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A little earlier in the year, I was fortunate enough to get back to Paso Robles, which unfortunately I just don't have the opportunity to visit as often as I'd like. It should be a yearly stop. It hasn't worked out that way. To catch up with just the burgeoning winery scene in Paso. And also there is an embryonic restaurant scene, some really fine cuisine and dining options that are coming into the area. And one of my first stops was a very unusual winery and tasting room by the name of LXV Wine that is owned by two native Indians. And not only are they doing some wonderful Bordeaux-style wines, but it's not limited to the wines of Bordeaux, which Nita will tell us about in a moment. They're very big on wine and food pairings, and particularly spices, and the feeling that Indian food only pairs with beer. This is quite a misnomer, which again, Anita is going to set us straight on momentarily. It's a husband and wife team. It's Nita and Kunal Mittal, and representing this family and LXV Wines is Nita. Nita, good morning, and welcome to the show. And boy, did you dazzle us with that tasting that you did for the LA Wine Writers Group a little earlier in the year. And we love your hospitality.
Thank you so much, Andy. What a wonderful welcome this is. And hello to everyone who's listening. Thank you so much for having me on your show. What I love about what you do on SoCal Restaurant Show is the spectrum, the diversity of the expressions that you feature. In fact, I was just going through and I saw a fellow Indian doing vegan eggs. And I thought, well, I wouldn't have found her unless it was on your show. So thank you for what you are doing as well.
Well, Nita, I appreciate that. Now, Nita, obviously, you and Kunal did not grow up in Paso Robles. Where did you pick up your love of wine? Because both of you, at the Maine, you are wine enthusiasts. That is for sure.
It's interesting. A lot of people ask me, why Paso? Why did we pick Paso? And there is something about Paso. There's a fabric, there's an intimacy, there's something in the ecosystem here that feels like India. Of course, we both, Kunal and I, we were born and raised in India. We met in Berkeley, and we've traveled a lot around the world, very much in pursuit of food and wine. Flavors is an expression that, it's a language that is very common to all Indians and many other cultures, to be honest. And so for us, when I joke about this, it's like a menage a trois with Kunal, me, and the wine. It kind of happened at the same time. So it was interesting, actually not coming from a wine country or a region that knows wine. It was, in a way, great because it was a huge exploration for both of us. And so travel became, international travel became a big repertoire of us dating and then getting married and exploring it together. And Paso happened sort of serendipitously, and at that time we just were traveling all over the world, just diving deep into cultures with food and wine. You know, Andy, no matter where in the world you go, everything comes alive at that dining table. The food, the wine, the language, the culture, the people, no matter where in the world you go, that's a common thread that we saw and we wanted to be a part of. And when we found Paso, the idea initially was just to immerse ourselves into yet another culture. And that's where we were wrong. And Tasso just kind of adopted us and adapted us. And we thought, okay, we want to dip our toes even deeper into the Tasso culture. And that's really how two crazy wine enthusiasts and travelers became winemakers.
Nita is a wow. Now, you source your grapes from very select vineyards, but as I appreciated on this visit to Paso, an area of Paso called Willow Creek, is now the really, hot area for wine growers and vintners. Now, you have actually planted a vineyard in Willow Creek. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's very exciting.
So, as I was saying before, our love for wine started with international travel. And what cemented it to some extent was our travel to Bordeaux. Bordeaux is in our hearts. We lead with Bordeaux in our hearts. Kunal loves the right bank. I love the left bank. And so everything that we sought in some sense was inspired by Bordeaux. Even the other wine regions that we sought, like we made a trip to Bulgari and then we've been to Spain. And so somehow Bordeaux is some underlying theme there. And when we came to Paso, we knew somewhere that we were seeking Bordeaux, not as winemakers, but just as an expression of the terroir. And we were lucky enough to find a beautiful property in Willow Creek District, which is considered to be the district of notoriety for some of the most excellent wines coming out of Paso Robles on account of its location. So it's closer to the ocean, a lot of limestone, a little bit of quake, great aspects. And along with everything that nature has blessed, there's a conscientious grower's attitude. So it's sort of a stewardship that happens in Willow Creek Appellation, which is very commendable. And that's how we planted our roots, in Willow Creek Appellation. So we sourced from some of the best sites in Central Coast, because when you are in search of terroir, you're not bound by boundaries. And I think Kunal and I take it to a little bit of a crazy extent. We are actually making wine in Bordeaux. And it is something that it's still under wraps, the whole program, because we are trying to get a feel for what does that mean for us. Our love for Bordeaux is a huge deep dive into the philosophy of Bordeaux. And our first vintage was bottled in February. And as we speak, Andy is actually on a ship on its way to California. So it's very unnerving and very exciting.
And I can tell, yes.
Yes. And I'll be doing my first internship in Bordeaux in this harvest season. So for us, somehow, everything revolves around Bordeaux. Even what we do in Willow Creek, somehow, the strings are always attached to Bordeaux.
Now, you've mentioned your affinity and your love for Bordeaux, but for you personally, some of these classic Italian varietals you enjoy, like Sangiovese and Nebbiolo, where did that come from, Nita?
So, and I hope this is true for you and for many of your listeners. We all wine fanatics, wine lovers. We have that one wine that shifted something for us. And I always find it interesting. And I would love to hear from you, Andy, what that wine was for you, if there was one wine. And for me, that one wine that shifted everything, because remember, we're Indians. And so we grew up knowing that I'm going to be an engineer. And I had an engineering degree from Berkeley. And I was all geared to do engineering. And along comes this one evening where we had a wonderful meal in an Italian restaurant in Los Angeles. And I had my first taste of Biondi Santi's Brunello di Montalcino. So not only was I having Brunello, it was made by one of the masters himself, Biondi Santi. And that just, I won't say I just got up and said, this is it, and I'm giving up engineering. But it shifted something. It definitely shifted something. And so that love for Sangiovese comes from that expression. And that the push, if you will, was a dinner that Kunal and I had at the Bazaar by Jose Andres in Los Angeles. And this was way before molecular gastronomy was a thing. And yes, this food that focuses not on the quantity, but the experience, is it shifting something for you? Is it shifting your perspective? And if you've ever been to Bazaar by Jose Andres, it's not just the food. Everything around, even their website, was very magical. And that, too, shifted something where I thought, okay, I want to be a part of something that is experiential, that will leave people with a heightened sense. And so Sanja Vese was that dinner in L.A., and I think my foray into wine, kind of that push was that dinner at Jose Andres. It's my dream to pair wine for him someday.
Nita, great story. Sadly, I do need to let our listeners know that was the wonderful restaurant Bazaar by Jose Andres on La Cienega Boulevard on the border of Beverly Hills and Los Angeles. Unfortunately, when the hotel changed hands, I think they wanted to compromise a lot of their qualities. And you know, you don't tell Jose Andres that he's going to dumb down his key concept. And he left. So, you know, we're hoping in Los Angeles it's in the plans that the Bazaar steak concept from Las Vegas will be coming to L.A. At some point. And they have a very ambitious wine program, not as ambitious as the original Bazaar by Jose Andres on La Cienega, but we're ever hopeful. Nita, we need you to hold that thought. It's our top of the hour break. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side, and we want to talk about the incredible experiences that you have available in your tasting room, not only to taste your wines, but also taste wines with food and spices, and hear about how all of these pairings go together. So as I say, collect your thoughts. We are speaking with Nita Mittal. It is LXV Wine in Paso Robles. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We will be back very soon.